I'd also like to just be soft in front of my McComas, giving a little introduction to how Yeish works and how that Kinyan of Yeish works. It comes up in our Gemara because the Gemara says, when the Gemara asked, how come we have a psul in lulav that was stolen past day one? After all, there's no requirement of lachem on the first day. We're not advocating stealing the lulav. Why should we puzzle? So Amri Yochanan Mishum Minuchai Mishum Havel Mitzvah Bo Baveira Shenemar Avei Sem Gozel Esepisech Vesachola. Right, that's that pasuk over there, Malachi. And Dumi, so Gozel Dumi the Pisech Ma Pisech Lesei Takanta Gozel Lesei Takanta. Here we have a pasuk that asks to bring a carbon that's a mitzvah baveira, right? Because the Navi there is complaining. You bring carbonas that are stolen or that are lame or that are sickly, or you wouldn't bring that to anybody else. What kind of offering is that? So the Rashi says on the top of the page, Shenemar Vaveisem Gozel Dashkon Kro the Osel Ahavi Mitzvah Bavera. The pasuk answers Mitzvah Bavera for at least for Karbanas. Now it says Ma Pisech Eino Takana LaAchar Zman LaHakrivo. Pisech is a type of a mum. The mum I mentioned this week said, Rashi Zemor. We have a number of the disqualifications of an animal because of a mum. So even though it's a mum kavua, it's a fix, not going to go away. It's not going to. Sometimes you have a problem that goes away, it heals. But the certain types of mumim do not, and those things are therefore completely possible for a carbon. So just like ma pisech eino takana lachar zman lachrivo sharei mum kavua olam nesuts forever. So av gozel yalfina minod eino takana lachar zman. And what do you mean eino takana? Can I say? The answer is afila b'yeyush. Afila b'yeyush. Now yeyush, it basically means, as you've learned, is Yeish means abandoning hope of ever seeing this item again. Right? You drop a pen on the subway, so you're not going to hope that you ever see that item again. Okay? As opposed to something maybe which has a simon, you have some hope, maybe someone will find it, and so on, lost and found. So we know that's the beginning of the second parak of Bar Metzia. So that's where Yeish comes into, one of the places where Yeish comes into play. There it's talking about Yeish from an Aveda. Here it's sometimes something stolen, you also have Yeish. Okay? I think the article translates Yeish. It's hard to, let's say, abandonment to hope. It's a funny expression. They call it despair. Right? The despair. I mean, the despair, you've basically indicated that I'm not going to get this back, or and that's it. You remove your thoughts from it. So, just like the Gemara's equation, we really, you know, went over this quickly last time, but that's what I want to look at a little now. It says, Ma pisech, it doesn't matter whether the Baal was Messiah, or the Baal had despaired of ever, you know, given up hope of ever getting this item back again, or he didn't give up. Either way, it's considered a stolen item, and it's not acceptable for the carbon. Okay, so now the Gemara analyzes that. It's a Mishnah, but Lifnei Yeish, I understand. Lifnei Yeish, then it's still considered to belong to the original owner. It's Adam Yakriv Mikem, Amrachona, Belav Dideu. It says Mikem by Karbonas also, just like it says Lachem by Lord. It says Mikem by Karbonas. So it has to belong to you. Okay, so if the original Baal is still hoping to get this item back, so obviously he's retaining ownership. It's not yours just because you stole it, doesn't make it yours. It's still his. He anticipates. Well, at least hopes to get it back. He's retaining his ownership over it. But after Yeish, so the Gemara here says, Hakanya b'Yeish. He has acquired it through Yeish. The Gaza was acquired. It doesn't mean he didn't do an Aveira by stealing it, but in terms of ownership, now the other owner has already despaired. He's already abandoned hope of ever returning this. So I have it now. So therefore, I'm Kona. I'm the Gaza. I'm Kona the item. So although I did something wrong, and, if things get straightened out, I get caught or whatever, I have to pay it back. We'll see about that later. But still, right now, the item belongs to me. So why shouldn't I really use this lulav? Right? So the Gemara answers, Allah must be because Mishum Davala Mitzvah Abu Abaver. It's a mitzvah that came about through an Aver. Okay, that's how we got it to Mitzvah Abu Abaver. Allah, Mishum Davala Mitzvah Abu Abaver. Okay, let's look at that Rashi in Av Gozel. Yalfin made the Eilota Kalachas Marafila B'Yeish. The Shamina Lelamari Demiyayish, the Omar Vaile Lechisorin Kis. Okay, you've heard that the word is out that this person is never going to get this back again. He said, Vaile, you know, it's like, oh well, you know, woe is to me, oh well, I've lost the Chisorin Kis. I've endured. I have this monetary loss. Vaile Lechisorin Kis. I'm not happy about it, but I realize I'm not getting it back. This, I've, have to write this off as a loss. Right? That's what it basically means. I'm writing this off as a loss, a monetary loss. Alpha Gabs, Mikni, Arinu, Babakama, the Karnale Biyesh, Mahavi Didain. Even though the Gemara says in Babakama, that's in Perak Maruba, and we'll see bits and pieces of that now, it's the Karnale Biyesh, Mahavi Didain. Okay? And therefore, the Gazan acquires it in terms of legal ownership, it belongs to him. So there's no problem he can by the carbon. You can't give it to you can't use it for a carbon. Why? That's because of mitzvah bo avera. Okay? That's our Gemara a little more detailed. Now, if you take a look at the third source of the sheet, so that's, I quoted a little bit from that Gemara Baba Kama. It goes on for several pages. But I try to cut out bits and pieces. So let's take a look at the sources. Yeush, the Gemara asks, Amrei Rabbanan Denikni. The Rabbanan said that Yeush is a person who has something can be kona through Yeush. And then the subject is Gzela. Okay? Miulo Yeush, as Rashi says in 4, Baba Kama Samhomanav, Yeush, Chenis Yahshua Balam, Amrei Rabbanan Denikni, Vidayo in Mishalim Domo. When the time comes, I only have to pay back the money. I still stole, so I have to pay you back. But I don't have to give you the item back. Okay, I have to give you money. I have to pay for your. I have to what we call in English make you whole again. Okay, I have to pay you back, but the item itself now belongs to me. That's the more assumption. Yeush and his Yahshua Balaam. The Balaam despaired of ever seeing that again. So Amar Rabbana the nickname the Gazan who has it. The case there is Gazan. The Gazan who has it is Kone Vidayo and Mishalim Domo. The Gemara wants to know, that's true. Let's look again at 3. Yeush, Amir Rabbanan de Nikni. It's true. Rabbanan said you do make that acquisition. You acquire it halachically. Miu la'adina de Raisa de Rabbanan. I'm not sure whether this is, you own it to Raisa or own it to Rabbanan. And there are enough communities which are not for right now. Either Raisa, okay, on the one, is it, the one that makes sense is the Raisa. Midi de Havi Amotse Aveda. Just like if I find a lost item. Again, the Gemara is talking about Zela. But here I find the laws on Motze Aveda. Okay, so Motze Aveda lav kevon de miayish moramine mekamin de teiseliyede kanile. Okay, just like by Motze Aveda, if we find out that the by the time I acquired that, I found the item at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. He dropped it at 10 in the morning. I found it at 5 in the afternoon. And meanwhile, during the rest of the day, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, let's say, the Baal was Miyayish. Okay, so Motzei Alav came unto Miyayish Mora. Mora means the previous owner, master, right? The previous owner, the original owner. Mekame the Tesli, are they? Kanele. Okay, it's a Kanele. So I've acquired it. It's mine. Find its keepers, right? Halakhically, I own this thing, and I can be Makdashin, I can, whatever, I can. Usually, two tests of ownership of something can be makdashit, can be mekadesh a woman with it. You'll see one of the things we ask, make sure that the groom owns the ring. So the question is, that's always a good litmus test whether you have ownership of it. Does it belong to you? Can you use that item to be makdash a woman, or can you be mekadesh a woman, or can you be makdashit, hektash? It can only be makdash. Pasuk says beso, it has to be something that belongs to you. Okay. Anyway, so. So when it comes to Aveda, that's a deraisa kinyan. It's mine. Okay. So hi nami kaver de miayish mara kanele. Okay. And here too, we should say the same thing. Since the guy was miayish, so the gazan also acquires it. Again, it doesn't take away from the fact that he committed an avera, but in terms of ownership, it's his. So alma kinyan. Let's look at Rashi. Motzei Aveda lav kaver de miayish mara kaver teitli yode kanele im nisyashu abaratzi yashu explains im nisyashu abaylem kodim shemotzei zeh kana. The Tanya Beilam Metzias, he refers to Gemara Metzias, Papa Metzias, Abraham Beis. Minayin La Aveda, Sheshot Fanar, right? There was a hurricane or some kind of a, overflow of water, just washed stuff away. Okay? Tsunami, or, not so necessarily so dramatic, but, the river overflowed and went into people's yards and just washed stuff away. So basically, forget it. You're not getting it back. The river washed it downstream. It was impossible to get it back, right? Hoban is Yahshua Balan Shemuteris. Okay, it's Mutter to the finder to keep it. Talmud Lomar Shetova Mimenu. Shavuda Mimenu Umetzuyel Shar B'nei Adam. Okay, the Gemara has a drush over there. That's a Shetova Mimenu, Shavuda Mimenu. Okay, but what does it mean, a Shetova? That's the actually, I should have printed the Pasuk then. The Pasuk says, Asher Tovad. It'll be Lo Asher Tovad Mimenu. Okay, that's a pasuk by Lo. I should print it. I'm sorry, but in the Kisei setting, it says this: Asher Tovad Mimenu. Of course, in Mishpatim or both, Asher Tovad Mimenu. So Shavuda Mimenu Umitzuya L'Shar Bnei Adam. Okay. So, but someone else finds it. Yotzisozu, the Gemara has an exclusion where it's lost everybody. But be that as it may, the point is it's Asher Tovad Mimenu, Asher Tovad Mimenu. So Tovad Mimenu, he was Miyayish from it. Somebody else finds it, so it belongs to him. That's the so Alma Kani, Behacha Begzela, Dosser Mekamiyayish, Rahadar, Miyayish Sagila Bedavim. Okay? If I got the item later on, the guy was Miyayish, so it's enough to pay him back, you know, enough to pay him back the monetary values. Is that what it is? Back to the Gemara. So, O Dilma, Lo Damilov. That's Sad one, and therefore it's a Deraisa Kenyan. Again, I'm saying simply now. We're not going to come, just to give you a flavor. O Dilma, Lo Damilov Aveda. No, it's not like Aveda. Aveda, who the Chiyosel Yade, Behetera Asil Yade. Sof Kosof, the Aveda that he acquired, he didn't do anything wrong. I picked it up. It was Behetera Asil Avahai. Came to be Sura Asil Yade. Okay? But the Gazlan got possession, physical possession of the item in a forbidden fashion. Okay? Therefore, it's only the Rabbanu, who the Rabbanu nickname makes it Takana Shabbat. Because maybe the Torah would only allow a Yeus to effect a Kenyan by somebody who acquired the physical possession of the item through illegal means. But Aveda found it, picked it up, didn't do anything wrong. So there we'll say, okay, so now Yeus serves to remove the ownership on the part of the original owner, and now it transfers to me, and now I own it. But that doesn't mean that. So on the one end, you could say, well, it's the same thing by Gzela, right? The same thing by Gzela. Or do you say, no, not true by Gzela, because of the fundamental difference. By Yeush, my physical acquisition of the item maybe does not lead to a halachic acquisition of the item, because I physically acquired it in a forbidden fashion. Why then would Rabbanan say it's Kona? Rabbanan worried about Takonas HaShavim. As Rashi showed you, he'd start to lachzor l'troach achar gzeila atzma. But Baron wanted to encourage people, takonas hashovim. Shovim means people who want to do tshuva, shov b'tshuva, right? The guy wants to do tshuva. Let's say the classic case, it's called sometimes, there's takonas meresh, there's a beam. I steal wood, I build it into my house, and then I build my whole house. It's a central beam in my house. And now, later on, you know, a year later, whenever I decide to become a baal tshuva, and I realize I stole this from somebody, I said, I want to return the item. Yeah, but I don't want that whole house now. You know, that ready for tshuva, I'm not. You know, it'll be simple, I'll do it. So the Chachamim made a special takana. Look, we're not going to encourage people to do it. Pay back the money that it was worth. Instead of, you don't have to tear your whole house down. Rashi doesn't say that here. Rashi says, but at the shoyei tzorach lach, zoyei tzorach achar gzela atzmo. I don't know what I did with the item. I sold it, I used it already, and I can't find it. Forget it. But if I just have to pay the money back, will say that what? I acquired the item belongs to me, now it's going to pay the money. That's called Takana Sashavma, Takana Rabbanan, to inspire or encourage people, to make it easier for people to do tshuva in this regard. Right? So that's two sets that started so far in the Gemara. Again, we agree that Yeush is Kona. But the question is Yeush Kona Doraisa level? Or only really, it shouldn't be Kona. The Rabbanan said, you're Kona because they want to use that as and let you they'll let you have legal ownership of this item. And as a means of encouraging you just to pay back the monetary value that you stole to make the other guy whole again. Okay? Or, and then the Gemara has, Rav Yosef Yeish and a Kona Fila Darbanan. Yeish not Kona at all. By Gzela Toma. Yeish not Kona, El Fila Darbanan. Okay? And therefore, says Rashi, and then the four, Ain't a Kona, but he Atzmi Yishalim. So that, you have to give the item back itself. Kind of Yosef holds. So there's three different opinions, but in any event, it emerges from that Gemara that Yeush is Kona. The question is on what level it's Kona, and Rav Yosef rejected it altogether. Now, the Tosus there, I quoted part of Tosus, there I'm a Kama San Vovin Aleph, Divam Asim Motzev, Eidu Lav, came of the Ayish Marmine, and so on. So, Omer Ri, the Ri says, the Nafkal on the Yeush Kona Me'a Be'aveda, how do we know that Yeush, well, the Gemara wants to say, say it again. You all want to say here in Baba Kama that Yeush by Gzela is Kona because it's similar to Yeush by Aveda. Okay, but how do we know that Yeush by Aveda is Kona, right? So Rashi adds a limud from the pasuk there with that says Ashatovad Mimenu, And the Gemara's drasha there, but Metzia, that in this particular case, some case doesn't apply because it's avuda bimeno, we call Adam. And again, what the Gemara says, when it's avuda just bimeno, so that's Rashi's source, as we saw. The Ri doesn't accept that source. Omari, the Nafka of the Yeish Korma Veda, a different drasha. Mehad Arma Ela Metzia's, Masimlam Yuchedesh Yeish Losonation Tovin. Okay, one of the mentions in the pasuk, and I'm sorry, I didn't put the pasuk in. Usually, I just forgot. Okay, but by Aveda, it says one of the examples given. I'll call the rabbi. It's in mishpat. I'll call the rabbi. That's not by Aveda. But it mentions similar. It mentions different things that you might have lost. Okay, so I apologize. But one of these mentions is a garment. Okay, There's two different things. There's a pasuk. I'll call the special shul. I'll call it. Oh yeah, right. I'll share my cues. Am I mixing two things up? I forgot it. You get a chumash. It's silly for us to speculate. You can easily look it up. But in any event, I don't know what happened. I always print the psukim. I just forgot the paper. They didn't have room on the page, too. Okay. So the Gemara is a drasha. Mas similar. I mean, what's unique? What is similar? It's mechadesh. The sheyesh lo simonim. Okay. We're talking about thank you very much. Oh, everybody. Very good. They said that the Yeshiva Torah Das, one of the main builders of the Yeshiva, was Shraga Feigl Mendelovitz. You probably heard the name of him, Shraga Feigl Mendelovitz. He used to prefer to be called Mr. Mendelovitz. He ran the Yeshiva. He was a rabbi. But he sometimes would give, I think he taught Tanakh, and he sometimes would give Musa. So I think, and he was apparently, I don't know, but apparently he was a very good speaker, a very charismatic presenter, and when he gave Musa, guys came. So, you know, there's sometimes there'd be more desks in the room, because there's some people come to his shmooze or his lecture. So he saw a guy come, one goes outside, and he comes in with a chair, you know. So he said, you know, if you go and you bring one chair in, I wouldn't say to this guy, because everyone brought in one chair, you know, themselves. So you bring in one chair, so then you're just a schlepper. You know, but when you bring in several chairs, then you're doing a mitzvah. Right? It's not me doing it for yourself, but a mitzvah. So subscribe. Anyway, let's find the pasuk. I'm mixing up two different things. That's Geneva. Just a second. Mm-hmm. Right by the end of Alleluia. Next time. That's one thing. We should say Yarak Neva. That's something else. Yes, so Pasuk Ches, that's a different thing. That's what I was thinking of. Pasuk Ches in Parakov Beis. I'll call Var Pesh, I'll show Hamar Asad, I'll call Aveda, Shemar Kiuzeh. Right? Adol Ahim Yavosh Hashem Shem. That's not what I'm talking about. Huh? Yeah, right. I mean, so where were you? Pesachim or Parak? Dvar, right. That's what I thought. Yeah. I was looking at Mishpatim, but it's not. In Mishpatim it says, I'll call our Peshal Shoram, I'll sell Sam, I'll call Aveda. But that's when there's a dispute about it. It's a positive that we're looking for, in Kisei, so that's what I thought. What is it, Perkov Be, huh? That's it. Perkov Be is positive Gimel. Yeah, v'chein tassel chamor, v'chein tassel simlo. So that's the pasuk. V'chein tassel chol aveda seichah shetomar ashetomar mitzosa lo sucha v'yisalim. Yeah. Okay. So that's one of the requirements of Hashavas Aveda. It mentions simlo. So good. Shkach. Thank you. So there is actually say. Dorim perkov based pasuk gimel. Good. So So the Gemara says, the Gemara has a drusha, which the re-quotes over here, Gemara Bamitzia, which actually I printed the Gemara Bamitzia. Okay, let's look at six. Tiksoni mas simul mivchedes sheyesh po simonim v'yesh otovin chayev l'hachrit. Av kol ha'resh yesh po simonim v'yesh otovin chayev l'hachrit. Okay, a simul is an example of something that has a simon, okay, has a simon, and therefore yesh lo tovin, somebody is tovin, someone wants it back. So that's when the din is chayev l'hachrit. You have to announce that you found it. You have to put up a sign. We see signs all the time. A person lost something, right? So you're supposed to put up a sign. So, getting back to Tosis, so Tosis says, that's the drosha there, I printed it in source to 6, so that, according to the Ri, is the, from which we, is the source, which derived the Yeush is Kona, why? Because, so Masim, the second line of Tosis, Masim, Michele, Sheesh, Lo, Yeesh, Lo, Tovim, Pirish, Al Yedei, Sheesh, Lo, Simone, Yeesh, Lo, Tovim, Shein, Abala, Mishashim, Kame, Sheesh, Bam, Simon. I've got my name on it, okay, so I'm not, I don't give up hope, I have hope someone honest will find it and return it to me. Okay, that's the makor. Okay, that's the makor. Meaning, that's when you chayav lahachar is. What's the river? If you don't have anybody tovei it, there are no simon, I mean, no one is tovei. Meaning what? The baal is mishayish. Okay, the baal is mishayish from it. So that's when you can keep it. That's the makor by Aveda. So it's told, the lo kamosha pirsha kuntri shom, sheesh lo tovin she'ena shal hefker. Okay, that's the Rashi over there. The similar davar nasim the other who the halamali kolach ipshita shall have kapata the lemiyashim. He rejects the Rashi over there, but it's a chav zayin. Okay, but in any event, so we have two different possibilities exactly what the source is. But Yeush is kona by aveda, and then we learn Yeush is kona by gzela as well. Okay, the Tosa is there, but Mitzia quotes this gemara in Merubah in Baba Kama. Okay, look at 7. Tosa by Mitzia chav zayin aval. Right, the Gemara learns, we just saw, the Gemara learns Aveda Yeush by Gzela from Yeush by Aveda. Who said it works by Aveda? So Yeush Roma, the Hachad Avkalon, the Tosu Shitoso. It's learned here from this Gemara Baba Metzia, Daf Kav Zayin. The Masim Mechadish Shimon Veda Bala Mishon Veda Tovin, Shazu Mishimon, and else not. That Tosu goes on table, the Simon of the Rai, so not our issue right now. Okay, the Shita Mekubet says, there Rav Kama quotes to the Rosh, okay, Motzah Veda Lav, came the Ashmar, Rash, Pirish, Rashi, Midiksiv Ashi, what's wrong with Rashi's source? What's wrong with Rashi's source? Tosfos is a different source, okay. I mean, the Ri is a different source. So both, it doesn't say that the Rashi source is wrong, okay, the Ri is a different source. And that's Tosfos, and both here in Rav Kama, Dav Son of Hav, and in Rav Tzia Chav Zayin, both places about Tosfos says, the source is the drasha from Simla. So Shita Kubetzes in Baba Kama, so Vavra, so Vavra, quotes the name of the Rosh, 8, Motza Aveda, Lav, Kevin the Yayish, Mora Minor, Pirish Rashi, Minixi Vashir Tobe, Menu Shabu, the Menu Mitsu Yetzel Ka'odam. Okay, that's where Rashi learned it from. And the Rosh here, the quote by the Shita Kubetzes, explains below the Hebrew. I got a problem with that Rosh. The Hosam, Ein Hatam, Yishub Yayish. There, it's not because of Yayish. The finder is keeping it on the Yayish. In fact, even if the original owner broadcasted that he not be Yayish, it's muteris. The gzeres hakosav yanase denase ketzavach habayish beishos onafal. Right? It's like gzeres hakosav there when it's washed away and so on. If the finder can keep it, it's like the guy screaming and saying my house fell down. Well, too bad. Sometimes tough luck. You scream all you want. It doesn't matter. Okay. In other words, I just put the sheet of letters in because he's explaining why. Maybe there's a problem with Rashi's Rosh. The Balatosis here want to argue that the Rosh here, the Rosh here, she wants to argue that Rashi's Rosh is not good. Ella Omari, okay, Dinafkalon, etc. Kosh Kosh with Tosa. That's the Rosh. I prefer the Ri's Rosh. The Rosh from Kama Chavzayan. Okay, from Metzia Chavzayan. Okay? So that's it. As I just printed from the Rishima Shurim there in the Baba Kama, where the Rav explained the Machlokas Rashi. Do you have a chance to read it? Okay, we've got a chance to explain the Shita Rashi as opposed to the Ri. It's always good to see. This time I included some footnotes. Okay? So let's read it together. Rashi lo menes hadin di yeish kone b'veida midin avudu v'ne kol adam. That's Rashi's drasha. Meida haris over shavaku gzark the symbol of a nir loma. What's the machlokas about? The Rashi repligi, and this is why I printed, machlokas is so dis ba'agdoras kinyan ha'yeish ba'veida. The fundamental understand a fundamental machlokes in what how the kinyan of Yeish works. The Rashi, Yeish ba'aveda ain't no kol b'toris kinyan Yeish levado. It's not by itself a form of kinyan. Ella shehashem d'aveda shebechafetz maskia es habaylos the baal aveda. The very fact that it's lost. Okay, that itself already served, from a halachic point of view, to remove your ownership. In other words, what we're saying for ownership, and this is a big sugya, which I'm only using as an example, okay, but for our purpose now, ownership means what you have something and you know it's in your possession. That's what ownership means. You own it. Okay, I don't say it means you have to know, you know, you don't know where everything is in what your drawer in your closet. I assume, I know, I don't, that's for sure. Okay, when you have, but again, you know it's in your house. When something is lost, so that is already a pigam, a lessening of your ownership. Because it's lost, not here. You own it. Where is it? I don't know. That's no good. Right? Yeah, whatever. You know, so people borrow sorrow from me sometimes. I have sorrow in my house, and sometimes people borrow sorrow from me. I don't remember who I lent it to. It's gone, you know. So people, you have the same thing? Yeah, look, it's not here. I lent it to somebody. I forgot who. So it's lost. What did I do? You know, my wife years ago told me, write it down when you lend it to somebody. Who you lend it to? Huh?
Yeah,
somehow, you know, I remember. I remember. Yeah, his key came over. Yeah, it was 5 years ago. He bought it. So, but anyway, so you hear what he's saying to Rashi. Rashi is the ownership is. You know, in there's a lot of halakhic discussion about shalom, but ain't a b'shuso, b'shuso ain't shalom, and that's again psachim also and chomet. So it touches on this a little bit. Those blot and meruba are very fundamental to that machlokas as well, which I'm not going into. I'm just trying to give you a flavor of this, but just understand how Yeish works, because it's so central in our Gemara here. But according to Rabbi explaining Rashi, Yeish ba'aveda ain't no kodem Torah's kinyan Yeish wado. El shashem da'aveda shabachifet, mafkir es habaylos of alaveda. Okay, when it's avuda, then we call adam washed away into the ocean somewhere. So then the bilus is completely removed because the chefta is completely lost. The yeush doesn't remove the bilus. Yeush confirms, so to speak, it's the final step, right? That confirms that this is in fact an aveda. The issue is, if I'm understanding what he's saying correctly, the issue is that there's a chalos shame aveda. That's what takes away my ownership title over this item. What Yeush does is confirms that now it's not that a Yeush itself effects a kinyan. It's a Yeush, the kinyan is affected by the Chalos Shem Aveda. Aveda ba'alma ena mafkiya bailos ad she'avuda kol kach she'abailam is yashiv mena. A little bit lost, it's just a further stage of Aveda. B'makom she'ish Yeush nigma ha'shem shal Aveda b'chefza mafkiya sabailos k'mo din Aveda ha'vud mikolon. It calls it a little bit of Rashi. That's why Rashi prefers to learn from that Pasuk, okay, because that understands how it works. The Shilvetz is kasha, notwithstanding, but that's a few of the guys yelling that are not miayish. I guess he would answer that question saying it doesn't matter what you say. Okay, there's certain situations where Yeush is imposed upon you, but the Yeush is still not the kinyan. Yeush is what confirms this status of the item as an aveda. You with me? But okay, that's Rashi. We the glory. Yeush chal kinyan b'fnei atzmo. No, Yeush is what's mafkias habalas b'alaveda. Unvicha ena doma Yeush b'aveda. Din avudu b'mena b'kol adam. It's nothing to do with avudu b'mena b'kol adam. Avudu b'mena b'kol adam is a stage of aveda. That's not the issue. The issue is that Yeush itself is kona. And why? Because the only time you have to return something is when it's a similar that has a simon, and therefore the guy is not miyayish. Meaning every time he is miyayish, it's a kinyan. It's a simpler type of point. Whoever is starch in tzas alibi the Rashi, shem yeish ena betzal chalos din el shir b'chalos Hashem shalavei the lama yeish to cotton lav klamu. It's a side question, interesting. The lachor cotton ena bar das lachnos. Okay, true. Aveda The cotton's not being blocked. The Yeush isn't a Kenyan. If Yeush were a type of Kenyan, we like the Re, we understand why Yeush of a cotton doesn't count. Because Yeush itself is, so to speak, the Yeush itself sort of affects the Kenyan. So a cotton can't be blocked there. So Yeush of a cotton can't affect the Kenyan. We get that. But according to Rashi, the Yeush is not a din, that the Yeush doesn't create the Kenyan. Yeush confirms the Chalos Shem of Aveda. So what's the problem with Yeush by cotton? It's got nothing to do with him being blocked there. Okay? It's an automatic kind of thing. So the footnote I printed in 1067, I'm not sure who, whether Reichel wrote this, other people got it, other Talmidim, I'm not sure. Okay, so he says, no, the Chora, Terence, the Kusha Vedas, that's Avisha Kotten, Eno Barbai, say Yeish. Okay, that's not called Yeish. You still need Yeush, even though it's not because it's not a bar machne, not because it doesn't have das machne. You're right, it could work even if it doesn't have das machne, because Yeush itself is not what affects a kinyan. But you still need Yeush, he's not a bar Yeush, that's the point. So chalos shem aveda lo nigmar. When the cotton did Yeush, it didn't affect the conclusion of the status of it being aveda. Okay, you get it? So if that's a kind of an obvious answer.
Yeah, you still, the Yeush
sort of
completes the transaction even for Rashi, so you still need Yeush.
Right, so this is, so what's Rav Esau?
Exactly,
so this is, so Achnira Zatzal, Hikshal, Pi Bashabir, Mishur Macherim, Shofir Gonam Chayim Zatzal. It's a famous Chilk of Rav Chaim Ad Achronim also. A cotton's not a Bardas, but you can have Kavona. Okay? For example, cotton in a yochel lahaknos kikin and tov b'das machne v'zu eino. We call welcome chalitzas kind of tanak share with our isa. You know chalitz is a kinyan, okay? But it's the raisa. It's supposed to be rabbanon. There, kiktana have a bas kavonas chalitz in the raisa. Can have kavona. If he's there, he's going to tell you, oh, yeah, come over there. I'll leave with the Rashi, so much yeah, go over to Hashem, so I'm going to get to it. Ki da, chalos das machne, like kavona ba'alma. Okay, so that's an interesting chiluk. Cotton can have kavana, just can't have das. All right, that's a lomdish distinction. Anyway, let's go back up to the text itself in 9. Umeamachlokes ba'aved. Now, from this machlokes ba'aveda, so you understand now where the Rav is explaining the machlokes Rashi in the week. That's stam. That's where the Rav. That's where the Rav is just stam. That's stam. He learns from this source. He learns from that source. As always. Trying to cut to the heart of the matter, figure out what's the kudus of machlokes. And I tells you, kudus of machlokes is how does Yeush affect the kinyan? Is it itself a kinyan, or it's a confirmation of the status of aveda? That's the kinyan. So the machlokes by aveda, second to last paragraph, itachen nami b'hagdaras din Yeush nafkamin b'hagdaras din Yeush b'gzelim, which is what they're talking about Bava there. L'Rashi kibo shavko someone who shavavet eno chaladei b'aysa yeish ba'atzmo elai nechalos Hashem daveda shavachetza zochen am yeish lomu v'gzela she'ein b'aysa yeish atzmo mafkiyas b'aylos ha'nigzol elai mafkiyah hu Hashem shal gozul shavachetza. Now the parallel is the same thing. What was mafkiyah? If this item is called stolen from me, then by definition what? It's not mine anymore. It was stolen. Where is it? It was stolen. Okay, it's not yours. It's not mine anymore. Right? But Shayesh chal kashir b'gzela, but you still need the yeish gzela gemura mafkia b'ilus. I know gzela shabal the yeish. It has to be so stolen that I'm never going to get it back. Right, it's the same idea. Meidok l'ri kemosh b'aveda ma'is hayeish b'atzma mafkia sabalus b'aveda who adin b'gzela ma'is hayeish gufa mafkia sabalus hanigzol amaknes achem it's a gazel. So it's the same machlokes. Basically, since the war sets up the parallel, it'll be the same machlokes.
Yeah.
Because in order, just like we said by Veda, what removes the title of ownership of the original owner is the status of Veda, so to the status of Nigzal. The fact that it's a Chavit HaNigzal also removes it. But you need Yeush to confirm, just like you need Yeush to complete the status of Veda, you need Yeush to confirm that this is now stolen. So what happened? I don't know. It was stolen. Where's your sled? It was stolen from front of the house. You're not going to get back. It's called stolen. It's not mine anymore. It's the same thing. Okay? Huh?
And for the
Re, it's no, just the Yeush itself affected the kingdom. The Gazel can keep it. Again, I keep stressing, there's a lot of still, but halakhah, he now owns it through Yeush by itself. Not because of Chalos Shem Nigzol. Right? He's just saying that it's the same thing. And he says, Nimsa Shalarashi, Yeush HaNigzol Gomer, Kinyan HaGzela Shal Gazel, Shalom Mishaz Gzela. Hagzela nicknas the gamma the guys, and only Ide Shachivitz Achar Yeush, who goes on the gamma balam. Ilari, Maisa Yeush Chal, can Maisa Kinim and Nixel Gazel, Shemakdalos Achivitz Hagozel. Hakinyonim Enu Chal, and Chalos Hashem Shal Gozel, Shemakdalos Ide Achnos and Nixel, Maisa Yeush. Once they argue by, what was only saying, I think, here, is once they argue by Aveda, and the Gemara drew an equation between Gzela and Aveda, now it says the same thing works by Gzela. Okay. However, most assume, okay, so that tells us. Ramban brings up something else interesting here, the Chiddush Ramban, in the 11th, Chiddush Ramban. Mishnah says, that's the Ramban there. The Ramban not here, but coming. Ramban Mitzia, not Sugim Chavzayin. It tells us what. Motzosim Firish Rashi's Alam Ute Midi Diad Inan Beid Miayish. Bechenu Forish Mahalachos Viker. Okay. Now, all right. But now the Ramban adds, Avo Mashe Firish Rashi Zal Bebaba Kama Perak Maruba Harashi. The Yeush Kona Mitai Pikim Nala made a shop for Narsh Mataris Ama Yeush Kona Ze Eno Nahum. The Yeush Shol Midasu, the Lohabi Yeush, El the Hossam Rahmona Shari, the Havi Hefker. Ramban says a couple of things here. The Ramban also rejects the Limud of Rashi, but not for the reason that the Shita of Rebet, I mean, not exactly the same reason that the Rush that we saw before, quoted by the Shita, rejected. But you see from Tosis and Vavakama, Tosas doesn't say, Tosas just presents the read, doesn't say, it says the low commotion pressure country, doesn't say why. Right? So the Rosh gave a reason why. The Rosh and the Shita gave a reason why, because Yerush doesn't play a role there, because the guy screams that the not the eyes, it works anyway. But the Ramban has a different point here, Kedushim there, Rabban Tzia Chavzan Abraham. He says, Baba Mashapirish Rashi, Baba Kamaparak Maruba. The Yerush Kone, the Tana Pirkin, Minai Laveda, Shashar Fanash, Mataris, Amu Yerush Kone. Why? The Yeish Shol Midasu, the Lovelo Havi Yeish, Ela the Hossam Rachmona Shari Havi Hefker. There, it's not a din in Yeish. It spells out, I think, a little more than the Rosh, but a little different. Okay, the Rosh just said it's Xeris Hakosov. It's Xeris Hakosov. Even a guy will scream, "I don't want to be Miayish. I want to back. I want to back too bad." But it's washed away too bad. But here he says because the Torah allows it, but the Torah allows it Alt Hefker. Okay, which we're going to see in a moment is the relation with Yeush and Hefker. Okay, but you see what Ramban says? In other words, but here it's what's called Yeush Shol Midas. Aveda Sheshot Fanar is Muteris. Okay, it's the guy can find it immediately because even it's a case of what is Yeush Shol Midas? So that you know, but I print it anyway, right? Chaf Aleph and Aleph go over to Chaf Aleph and Beis in Bava Metzia, Itmar. Yeush Shol Midas, Abaya Malov Yeush, Rabba Mahavi Yeush. This is one of the six cases you know that we're passing by. What's the issue? B'dover sheish bo simon. Okay, but let's have to flip back and forth to Rashi. Look at Rashi 11. Okay, yeish omidas dover shestomo yeish lechesheyeda denofel meno baruch shemotzo adayin lo yodo abam shenofel meno. Okay, what does yeish omidas mean? The type of thing the guy will be miayish, right? But right now he doesn't know he lost it yet. All right, so. Abai says, Lo Yesh, Rava says it is Yesh. So back to the Gemara. So it says, Bidaba Shesh was Simon, if it has a Simon, so Kula Amelo Pligi de Lo Yesh. Okay? Then when I find it, I can't keep it, it's got a Simon. And Afal Gav the Shamin of the Miyash Lesof. Okay? Even though later on it turns out that he was Miyash, Lo Yesh, Dechi Osaliyade, Bisuru, the Osaliyade. Well, I originally acquired it. Not that it was unfair for me to pick it up, but when I originally got it, it was, you know, it was Issa, was still belonged to the other person. Rashi says the Miyayish from himself, 13. La achar shemotzo ze, uklola de yeish, kagon de omar, vile lechisor kis, the gole daite shenosh men, right? He reveals that he doesn't, but bisura osiliyade, davar sheeno osiliyish yayishu. You really shouldn't have intended to keep it yourself when you picked it up because it's got someone's name on it. Right, later on, you heard it's Miyayish anyway, that's a kid. Okay, but meanwhile, when you picked it up, you could not have picked it up with intent to acquire it because at that point it was an item which a person wouldn't be. Now, sometimes a person is miyayish or something, even though you could get it back. Sometimes people leave in front of their home. They leave stuff, you know, for everybody to take. Right? Yeah, especially now that the weather's warm. You see around town sometimes people put this stuff in front of their, you know, you're getting rid of junk. So first you have a garage sale, right? So basically, you know, I would find garage sales and people buy stuff and they sell it in their own garage sale. You know, just circulates. Most of the stuff is garbage, no? But the fact, once in a while, I get them and see it. But sometimes people just put, I've done it sometimes, but put stuff out. I used to have my study, these, in my home, in my study, so the shelves are made out of wooden planks and bricks, which I made myself, and I'm as unhandy as anybody in the world. But whatever, I got back of wood, stained it, and painted bricks, and so on and so forth. Okay, and that's it. But then my wife, whatever, we decided to get nice shelves. You know, the regular shelves. I put all these bricks out. I have some I put in the basement to store junk, but I put these bricks, you know, these big type of bricks, and I'm telling you, you know, like 20 minutes later, they were gone. And I'm happy. I didn't need them. They take up space. So I put like 15 of them out. Some of them were tall. They were good. So I didn't have my name, but even had my name on it, sometimes it. So the Gemara says, by the time you picked up, you had no way of knowing that. That to me, these sewer belly are there, right? So there, the chiyasa. Why the chiyada? The nafin lo miayish. If I want, if I find, I'm a loser. Who says I'm going to be miayish? Meimar Amar. I'll say simon instead of gabel. You have the simon of the shekel away. I have a simon. I'll present the simon and get it back. Now the reverse case. Bzuto shoyam uveshulos of shalnar. Right, zuto shoyam is a, you know, a wave of water. You know, overflowing river. Afagav is be simon. Even if it had the simon, rachmona shari. That's the beginning of the Gemara, which there's a chafalaf of Beis, it's on Chaf Beis that Tosus quoting, right? Okay, that is, the Torah allows it. So when do they argue? Keep pleading, but Davar She'im lo Simon. Abaye Amar lo Aviyesh, Shaholo Yodan Ofminei, and Rav Amar Aviyesh, Shalchi Yodan Ofminei Miayesh, Meim Rav Amar, Simon Lesser Gavar, Mehashu, Hud Miayesh. Simon, I have no Simon, Simon Less Simon, Simon Less Simon Gavar, Mehashu Miayesh. That's the Machok is by Eir Shalom Midas. So, and we pass on the Yeshua Malam to Al Habiyayish. So, therefore, the Rabban, the Chidushim, and Babat Sikhav Zion, says that Rashi, when he says that by here in Merubah, Tzav Babat Al Babakama, that Yeish is Kona because of the case of Ben Ayin Labeda Shashofa, it's wrong. That's Xeris HaKosu. That's Rachmona Sharia, like the Gemara just said here. But he said, why? He hinted it. That's a Din Hefker. Okay, the Torah declares this Hefker. And that's a different din. It's not necessarily the same as Yeish. And that's what we're talking about in just a moment. Okay? I just printed in 14 the Chidush HaRashba, there in Baba Kama, Sama Bamun Aleph, asked a question. You know, the Gemara began with an assumption. The Gemara in Baba Kama, Sama Bamun Aleph, began with an assumption. Yeish, Amir Rabbanan the Nikni. Right? Those are the first. Four words of that Sugi of Kama Samavon Alam, that in source three, right? Yeish. Rabbanan said the person who has it is Kona, right? And Rashi explained it for Yeish. It's Yash Rabbanan, Omar Rabbanan, the nickname, right? So Rashba wonders, where exactly did Rabbanan say that? Right. What? You know, the Gemara is assuming. The Gemara is only Mesupik, is it? The Rais, the Rabbanan. But there's an assumption that Yeish is Kona. So the Rashba here in his Kedusha to Baba Kama Salam Baba Alam wonders where exactly does it say that. V'hod Amar Rabbi Yeish Amar Rabbanan Likni. Timiyali came to Pshita Milsad Amar Rabbanan Likni. V'ad Rabba Kamal and the Lo Kani, which we'll see later. Hechi Pasik V'Amar Amar Rabbanan Likni. Where is the assumption, asked the Rashba, that Yeish is Kona? Right? Kabasel Ashkel Vashu Pashut. Usually don't find that statement. The Rabbanan said it sounds Pasha. Unless it's something clear, Shukane, Pasha Shukane. And then Sapka, Mil Samehecha, then we're just not sure where. Sometimes we know it's it, then we have to figure out where. Because I'm reading it, brings examples. Mil Samehecha, Zil Basa Ruba. Right? That's Sugyan, and Rabkul, and Afyur, and Afyur Aleph. We all know Zil Basa Ruba. How do we know? Or Zil Basa Chazaka. Right? How do we know that Rove? How do we know that Rove works? Zil Basa Ruba. Right, the Gemara has a whole bunch of different suggestions as to that's a pasha, and we always know it's in the basuba. It's out shas. We're out of chazak. It's out shas. What's the mucker? Right, that's the Gemara there. It's cool as it's points. And he says the kamasi too with tabul. There are many cases like that. Habal hacha diker the busalop shita. Here it's not so pasha. Okay. The less the hechi pasha tanam and tanam. You know, we don't know why did he say the Rabbanan say it's Kona. The imashum hadatala al hamereish hagazel shabno bibira. Okay, And if you're going to say, because that Mishnah that I alluded to earlier with the Meirish in the building, the Meirish, the beam, okay? Hala Meirish Hagozel, stolen wooden beam, Shabbano Babiro, you built it into your house, the big palace, you're not going to tear that down? So then what are the Gemara asking? That case is Rabbanan. Why was our Gemara here Mesupik? What is the Raisa, or Yosef doesn't apply at all? Okay, why in the Supik? That can't be the source. That's a possibility that it's so, but that can't be the source. Otherwise, you'd have no Shalom Agamor. Hashmah leaves it, it's right in the Tzarkhiyah. So I was just thinking, you know, maybe the Mokar is Agamor here in Sukkah. Okay, in other words, how do we know the Yosef is Kona? Well, Agamor assumes that the Yosef is Kona. It says, Hakkadi B'Yosef. Right, so maybe that is the Mokka, the Yeish is a form of Kenyan. I don't know if that's a great answer, because it really actually will depend on how you read. In other words, you know what I'm answering? We have a Gemara here, it says all kinds of Yeish. So maybe that's where the Rabbanan said it, right here, the law goes on. That would answer much more kasha. That's what I thought. The only thing that I thought further, I'm not sure, because who's actually speaking here? Is the Gemara speaking? Or is it part of the statement, Om Yochum Meshum Meshum Yochoi? Where does it stop? It's not clear. If it's just the Gemara, it's a B'yochan Zamora, okay, so, you know, I mean, it's the Gemara's extrapolation, the Gemara pilfers back and forth, you know, the quote of the Gemara, right? We don't know who it is. So then, the Rashbos Kasha is stronger Kasha, right? Because you can't answer it, says here, well, okay, but this is also, I don't know here, you know, what's the Mokar? But if you say, it seems to me, I'm just suggesting, if you say that this is Rishon Yochai, well, then it's almost like Walmart, so we know Rishon Yochai, right? So it's Rishon Yochai, that's one of Tanoim, that's already a good source. So evidently the Rashba, who was obviously well aware of this Gemara Sukkah, so didn't think that this statement in our Gemara is, you know, it says Shaminan, Hakanda Yeish, was part of Rishon Yochai's teaching. That's the Gemara after. Rishon Yochai's statement stops somewhere above. Maybe it's Rishon Dahab and Mitzvah Mera, or after they quote the Pasuk and so on, but the Pilpul of Mapisech, let's say Nakanta, not from Rishon Yochai. You know, in which case it was Kasha. But if you say that this is all under the teaching of Rishon Yochai, then you have a Mokar. Okay, anyway, stop. It's a side point. But let's go back now to the maintenance of you. Okay, so 15. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I was thinking that. I don't know. But anyway, the fact that it's been said implies it's probably not right either, right? Okay, anyway, so Tos is there. Yes, an interesting question. Tos about comments how about it's an interesting question. You know, so Hochanami, source 15. Tos asks, Afal Pisha in Yeush Mol Baveda, Bosser the Osiliode, Kinakomar Lav, came with the Mihaj Mormon and Mikame the Osilikonile, Grom Rail Matthias, okay? Otherwise, it's Yeush Mol Vidas. Right. Tos is wondering, one second, but by Aveda, Yeush doesn't work until after, it doesn't work after you acquired it. Okay? Yeush doesn't work after you pick the item up. It's got to be that, it's only where Mekame Dosila, he was Miyayish before you picked it up. It doesn't work if you're Miyayish after, so then ask Tos, so what's the whole connection to, what's the whole parallel to Xela? Well, what's the whole parallel? Well, the Gzela is only a problem if you Miyayish before he stole it from you. The whole equation doesn't work. Right? In other words, Yeush is the finder, finder's keeper. The finder keeps it only if there was Yeush before he picked it up. But that's it. What's the parallel to Gzela? Can I say it, Akasha? Right? Again, Yeush works. Okay, Yeush doesn't work after I've picked it up, then it was Yeush, because the time I picked it up, it was still the owner's. It was someone with a sim that he wanted back still, right? Kedekomar, as the Gemara itself says, Lav came with the Miyayish Mormon and Mekame, Mekame's before, Mekame da Osiliyade, that is Kona. So then the question is, how do you translate this over to Gzela? Okay, if the Yeush has to precede the new owner having his possession, So if that's like having his hands, right? If Yeush has to precede the new owner having his hands, so how does that apply to Gzela?
Why would it have to precede? Isn't this a new Rishimus?
Yeah. What do you mean?
You just
say
like Rashi
holds Yeush brings, or you require me. Yeah, well, but by Veda, the rule is that you have to. Rashi said you mean Zela. Yeah, the last paragraph was again Nimtzah Shel Rashi Yeush Hanizel Gomez and Gomez Shas Zela. Okay, but no, that's true. But the Tosfos wonder how do you, it's true. That's what the Gemara says. But how do you get there? In a Chalami, it's correct. It is true, but the Gemara says it. But how does it work? But you want to say that Yeush Gzela is parallel to Yeush Hameda, but the problem in the pack of the comparison.
If you have a problem with Yeush Gzela, don't you also have a problem with Yeush Hameda? Why would you have a problem with one and not the other?
No, but I'm saying, but yet by Gzela is Yeush Shaykh before the Gazan has it? Is it Shaykh to Yeush? Until he told it, it was my hands. No? It's not Shaykh to have it. Right? The whole issue only came up after he got it in his hands. Hashem by Aveda, right? I think that's what Tosfos is asking. No? He said, but he says, Mikoma. So Philip, you're correct. So look what he says. So he says, Mikoma, come boil him out of Shapir, the Yeish Kana Begezel, Basar Dasa Yadi, the Mimitsia. Nami, Nehi Shloya Kona Lein and Zesh, Lein Starch La Hashim, Uli Potel Gamre, Holo Kvar Nishayev Bahashava, Bikomokom Haya Kona Lein and Zesh, Lo Yishayev Lashalem Kim Dome, and Kim Ola Gabi Gaz. Tosa is an important point. Tosa says, one second, even by Aveda, there is a form, when the Yeish happened first, and then I find it, and the guy wants it back, now he changes mind. Too bad. It's mine. I acquired it legally. It was after Yeish. Goodbye, good luck. Okay, you want to say lifnim and shus adin, but I don't have to give it back. But if I picked it up before there was Yeish, okay? I picked it up, I the finder, by Metzia, okay? I got it before there was Yeish. And then we find it as Yeish, and then the guy wants it back. So Lamaisa, the time I picked it up, I had no right, but I do acquire it in the sense that I don't have to pay him back the money. I don't have to give him back the very item. You follow? So there is, even by, now the parallel works, even by Aveda, there is a form of Kenyan. There is a form of Kenyan, even if you picked it up before Yeish. So by Gzela, the fact you picked it up before the Gzela, you got it in your hands before Yeish, that's, the Yeish works. To the sense that now the item is mine. Even by Aveda, the item is mine. I got to pay him, but I'm allowed to keep the item. I printed a bit of Peretz. I think it's a little clearer. Okay? A bit of Peretz there in Bo'akam. Just look at the back. It tells me about the Peretz of Bo'akam and Samuvav. Meet the Hava Motz Aveda. The Lav Dafki Dumi Aveda. It's not exactly parallel to Aveda, says the bit of Peretz. The Hosam Aveda Filu Domim Lo Mashalim. By Aveda, after Yeush, if I got it after, I don't have to pay back nothing. I don't have to pay anything. The Kanan Legufa Gzela, call Mokum Dom Belashlume. Okay, but by Gzela, I still got to pay back. Right? Even by Quar, I still got to pay back. The time of Rabba Ika, the low Domi Gezel Aveda, the Aveda, Nishyayish, Mikamet, Hazel Yonder, the Motzi, Imkain Hefker Habi, Hilchakloma, Lo Mikhaev Midi. Right now we're equating Yeush and Hefker for the time being. Okay, the Ramban, made a point before, but it's not the same. But we'll leave it alone for a second. Aval Gazlan the Oslo they called him Yeush by definition. So Miyad Nischayev Shalem O Gufa O Damel Hilchoch Kinami Nisayish Basahachi Lo Mifta Midame. Okay, so the fundamental difference has been apparent between Aveda and Zela. You see, he says time of Rabbi Kedolo Dami Gez Aveda. The Aveda. If there was Yeish before the finder found it, so that's like Hefker, and I don't have to pay anything, it's mine. You can scream left and right that it used to belong to. Okay, but you put it out in front of your house or whatever, you lost it. Okay, you were Miyayish, that's it. You can't change your mind. If I want to be a nice guy, if Nimishar said, they have a different discussion. But you don't have to. I don't owe you anything. Okay, how about Gazan? which by definition also the other code of Yeish. The Gazim physically acquired the item before it was Yeish. That's the definition. He stole it, right? So Miyad, at that very moment, is Chayav L'Shalim. You got to pay either the item itself or its money. Hilchoch Nami Kinis Yeish later, still, Lo Mifta Midomi. He doesn't give back the item, he's got to give back the money. So then the private parent says, even Toma, Yim Kain Hechid Midamelo Hadadi. So what's the comparison? The two different fundamental cases. He says the other angle, but the parallel is that by Aveda I acquired completely, okay? After Yeish, I acquired completely, and by Gzela, I acquired insofar as I don't have to pay money and not the and not give back the item. The flip side of that coin, I wish you would have spelled it, but the flip side of that coin is that by, which what Tosis says by us, back in 17, in 15, I mean, what Tosis says is that by Aveda as well, I think just heads and tails in the same coin, by Aveda as well, if I picked it up before Yeish, okay, I don't have to give back the item. It's like Takanas Hashem, I don't have to give back the item, but I do have to give back the money. So there is some form of acquisition. So that's how the parallel works. We're just sharpening the parallel to our main example. Okay?
But from the perspective of the original owner, once he's miyadish, to what, like, why does he get to have the object, or the, sorry, why does he get to have the value of the object?
Because at the time that the guy, I mean, from his perspective.
Meaning it makes sense that, right?
And what Tosa says, right, he has to pay back. Has to pay back.
Has to pay back because he should have returned it before it was Yeish.
Because you're right, from the perspective of him, it shouldn't make a difference, but he, over the moment he picked it up, he had a mitzvah, Shas Aveda. He was required to give it back to me. Maybe from my point of view, not, but from his point, he had the moment when I picked it up, it was item of the Simon, there was no Yeish yet, so he was immediately now, was chal on him, a chiv to give it back. So therefore, the fact that I said Yeish later, and you could argue just conceptually your point, okay, well, had I known that I could get it back, I wouldn't have been Miyadish. I can argue that, right? I didn't realize the guy had it. He's, you know, he was bechuyuv to give it back. So that's how I say, yeah.
So the Rabbanim are just like, they're going to a pshara of, since it shouldn't really have been a kid, since, like, he didn't really pick it up right, even though there's, like,
I don't know if the pshara, I think that the
mechanics of that.
The moment he picked it up, he was bechuyav. Oh, they gave. Maybe they gave the same kind of break, like that Takanas Hashavah. But the chiyuv was chal. I mean, a bit of a chiyuv deraisa. And he picked this item up right now. He's a chiyuv deraisa to return it. Right? That was chal. That doesn't disappear years later on. Now, why, from the perspective of the original owner, as Philip says, I want to say because the owner would have known that somebody had it. It was a shomer Torah mitzvah and returned it. I wouldn't have been the Yeish. Okay.
Well, like, I just want to clear, Phil, you were saying before that this is all only within. He was asking before
that Rashi said, right in that last paragraph of 9, Rashi said that the moment that the that was stolen is already belongs to the Gazel.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So for Rashi, this is an Akasha.
But it's not the Yeish. It's not Akasha because we say it's a Kenyan, so no problem.
Right, the question is where did it come from? That's what Tosis is here. The Gemara makes the connection. Erech Hanafi says it's correct. Either way, according to Rashi or Tosis, the Gemara establishes that there's this relationship. Well, Tosis is wondering where do you get it from? But there seems to be a flaw in the comparison.
But for Rashi, it makes a lot of sense.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Rashi wouldn't come out to the discussion because, like, the fact that the Gazi picked it up was, like, that isn't in itself somewhat of a Kenyan.
Right, but why? Why is it a Kenyan? Who said it? And so the Gemara said. No, but the Gemara says, right, but the Rashi by Gzela would have to admit that it's rooted in Aveda. So Tosis Kasha is, how does the equation work? How does it jump from Aveda to Gzela? The Chor is different.
But apparently, it's all based on how you learn Aveda. So if you learn Aveda like Rashi, then
I understand. Right, according to Rashi, more automatic. I hear. But still, I mean, the Gemara says that the Kenyan by Gzela, which is what the subject is there in Baba Kama, is learned from Aveda. So Tosis is a question of the mechanics of the comparison seems to be flawed because it's not the same case. And the Rebbe apparently spells it out. It says time of Rabbah is a big reason, not the same thing. Then at the end, he says, "Well, yes, how come the comparison?" Right? Okay. Good. Another Tosis there in Baba Kama. begins to explore this issue, and there's a major machlokas. I'm just giving you a taste of it. The relation between Yeyush and Hefker. Okay, the Tosfos was there, but comments on Vav and Aleph only printed at the beginning of it. 17. Came the Nisur also the other day, right? The Kan Mashma Sheyeush ain't Hefker Gomor. Okay, Dim Kain I feel a busted also the other day. Be Surah Yuchaliklos Ben Hefker. I mean, who cares how I got physical possession of it? Okay, who cares, how I got physical possession of it? Hefker, I can be Konov from Hefker. I can be Konov from Hefker anytime. And I got it, but if the Baal was Miyayish, even afterwards, the Baal was Miyayish. So now the property is considered Hefker property. I got it. So good, I'm Konov from Hefker.
That answers my question.
Yeah. So the truth is, I was just trying to think. It's exactly just thinking. Okay? In other words, what is that relationship? I can be Konov from Hefker. So according to, according to Rashi, it works a little better. Oh, no. That you need the Yeush confirms the status of a Kohen Aveda or an item that's Gozel. It's not the same as Hefker. But even according to the Ri, we said what again? That it's a form of kinyan. It's okay. Both are okay with this. Okay. So that's an interesting question. So let's take a look. I want to show you the Nesivas. Let's look first in the Shulchan Aruch. Choshem Mishpat Simon Reish Samach Beis Hilchos Aveda Metziyush. Hey, Motzah Dover Shenis Yashua Baile Memeno. Anyone see in 18? Kigon Shomer Vayle Chisaron Kis. Afiliyesh B'Simon Hu Shamotzah. Once the guy had Yesh, so even had Simon. Find his keepers. V'chein amotzi dover shemochiach bo, or shemuchach bo, sheyesh zman rav, sheneven balam, nesach shobalam. That's something else which is known, was missing for a long time. Again, hu shemotzo. Afiliyesh besimim begufo mekomo. The Ramo adds, hod arminan kishom avalech, so kis aviyesh, haina ba'aveda kiyotzu itself. Mishyesh, it's only by aveda. Okay. He mentions, what if it's dead? All right. Anyway, the Nesivos, the Yaakov Lorberbaum writes on this, the famous Nesivos writes on this, in the Biurim Sin Reish Samach Beis, in Cotton Gimel. Dover Shnitz Yashua Balim. Vine ha de Yeush Kona Nira, the lo yotzai de Yeush Mirshus Baile, ad de Osi Liad Zoha. Famous Yisod. I realize that this is a little off the field a bit, but, they weren't 20 years, I wanted to share these ideas with you. I think they're important. And the Sivas posits a very interesting point. He says, by Yeush, the Kenyan, he takes it a certain step even further from the road. He says, it does not become the owner's ad de osi liad zoche until it's in somebody else's hands. Dina tosus, but we'll come enough kuf tzayin, and I'm going to go through this quickly, I'm not going through all these cases. Okay? Ha'adu v'shas be'udu v'safra, davinu ari v'chol lila shodar v'chamra. Okay, he has cases which are half good cases. I'm going to skip the mind. What's that? What, for ownership of comments?
Yeah.
So it's interesting, in the text of Kol Chamira, right, the text of Kol Chamira, we say two things. Libotel, kibotel, v'lehev hefker, kafidara. So we do mention hefker. Okay? And Soloveitchik, actually on that, and maybe we'll talk another time, but he didn't like the phrase hefker kafir da'ara. Libotto is kafir da'ara, and hefker is a separate status. So he preferred to say in the text of the Kol Chamira, what do we have again? We said libotto will have a hefker kafir da'ara. I think he preferred to say libotto kafir da'ara will have a hefker. But according to this, not everybody agrees with this, he said. But but anyway, so he says, Dina Tosav, I quote that, but let's skip over that riot. Too much for the Gemara. He says, the second line of the next page, Liyashas and Nirik, that's what he quotes us, what we're talking about. That Tosav, Baba Kamad of Samavav, but do us in Kiva, the Bisur, Kosav, Zoshonim, we just saw. Mikan Mashma, Shiyayush, Eno, Kehefker Gomor. Nim Kain, Afilu Bosad, also Bisur, Yachlikon, Kehefker. Luchara in a move on. That's what Tosa said, right? Luchara in a move on. The Be'ezi Indian Chalak Yeish Mehefker. Hakamosha Hefker Kalamachzi Pozochabo Kamo Kambi Yeish. What do we make of these distinctions? Well, the Chenov is Daiti. The Bezeh Chiluk Ben Yeish Lehefker. The Behefker Pligir Biosir Bonam Nadar Medach Mem Gimel. The Biosi Sovet the Hefker Kimatona. Ma Matona Ad Osir Shuzoche Av Hefker Ad Osir Shuzoche. Okay? That's, I printed that come on the bottom. Okay, then we'll come back to it. But just for now, I want to get through this. He says, so we pass him by Hefker. Hefker is even if it never got to anybody else. Okay, Hefker never got to anybody else, it's still called Hefker. Alright? And even if you want to reacquire it, you can reacquire it. Yeish is only once the other person gets it. If I was miyayish, I made an announcement and everything else. But then I find the item. Ain't tzarech lasu, I don't have to, it's mine automatically. Ain't tzarech lasu, this goes both. The Yeish is automatically canceled because it was never completed. Okay? The Zel Rai Zotosis. Because what was the whole thing we said about Gaza? The Gaza is different because he acquired it illegally. So what? He can only get money back. Why is that better? Because the vision of Hefker, I don't know Hefker altogether, where is Hefker from the Torah? That's a positive by Shemitah. It says, that's a Mishpat, 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 Gimliral. Vashvi is Tishmiteno Tashto. The new Mishmita, have a Hefker, Filo Yoda Adzoka. I have to be Mafker, it doesn't matter. In fact, you can reacquire it by Shemitah. Have a Yeish, Kosovo is Babakama. The most I've made it, Nafkam and Hod, not similar, right? But you had a change from Simon, which ain't about Mishyashim. Vishom Bekor, Ksim, Tzosah. It's a good deal. What did the Pasuk say? I'll call it later, we saw the Pasuk in Kiseite. It says, Tzosah. It only becomes Yeish when what? Somebody else finds it. Well, it's here, Daf Bey, it's a reading of Tzosah, the Osul Yadde Mashma. Okay? So that's the soul of the Nasivas. That there's a fundamental difference in Hefker and Yeish. Hefker is Hefker. Once you're Mafker, that's it. Yeish only takes effect once it's in the hands of the other person. What's in the hand of the Zohar? Okay, we'll continue this tomorrow. Mitzvah Shem, the Rav Salvation, you have a comment about it, and then a few other things, and we're done. Okay?
Okay.
Good. Afterwards, we'll see tomorrow, they bring up Mitzvah of Obaber. Okay. I don't know if people are doing the key, they learned the Kamala from the beginning, right? This is the seventh character.